Greetings, everybody. Today, I'd like to take on a subject which could be controversial or open to a lot of opinions, I'm sure. But, and also, as I take on this work, I'm not representing anybody, not any religion or organization or anybody. This is my personal belief. So the question is, does it really matter how we address God? Because, you know, there are so many different ways that people look upon God. They have different names. They call him Krishna. They call him Allah, Jesus, Buddha, whatever. There's so many prophets that people have. So each person generally has one particular one. In Sanskrit, that's called the Ishta, your dearest one, the dearest one, how you think about God. So it doesn't matter which one you have. Someone has this one, someone has that one. Doesn't matter. So my answer is, ultimately, it doesn't matter. And the reason for that is behind all the forms, behind all the names, behind all the conceptions that we have of God, God is beyond any name, beyond any form, beyond any conception. That's what's special about God. And I think a lot of people, even who have this particular ishta or particular form, they understand that. But the form is necessary because we're human beings. We exist in a world where we need some kind of reference. It's difficult for anybody to think about the boundless, the thing which is beyond conception. It's hard to think about that. So that's why these ishta concepts exist, the ishta devata, the god as your personal god exists. So does it matter? So I say ultimately it doesn't matter. And the reason for that is because behind all the conceptions, behind all the forms, behind whatever people names that people give to this god, God is beyond all of that. And the sincere practitioner in any faith, any religion, any path, eventually, if they're really fixed on that, they will become one with that. They will merge in that. That's what yoga is about, becoming one with that supreme consciousness. I believe it can happen in any particular way, shape, and form. And there are examples of this, which I like to give some stories about it. I'll give two or three stories. There's one story, come from India, about one man whose child was sick with some kind of disease. And this man was a worshipper of the goddess Kali. And that's how he envisioned God. So he went to the temple and he prayed and prayed all night. For a remedy, how Kali to save his child. And then eventually he fell asleep. And in the dream, the goddess Kali came to him and gave him the remedy. It was a certain plant that grew in that area. That you use this plant and your daughter will be saved. So this is the story. Now, the yogic explanation of this is that basically what happened was he was fixed on this idea that he had to save his child, and he was also, in his mind, he only had the way of Kali. That was his way of reaching to that pinnacle of concentration. And then, of course, in the dream, see, the dream is just revealed what's something beyond the mind in the superconscious layer of the mind, where the knowledge of past, present, future, and all things exist, the cosmic mind. He entered that cosmic mind, but the answer came to him in a form which he already knew, and it was that the goddess Kali came in the dream. Now, had this person been worshipping the Virgin Mary, like that, she might have come in that dream instead of the image of Kali. But the knowledge came from that vast reservoir, that cosmic reservoir. But it could have come. It could have come as, or it could have come as Krishna. It could have come as Kali. It could have come as the Virgin Mary. That's the way the human mind works. That the human mind goes to a certain way, distance, and eventually it can go beyond, beyond the normal layers of human perception and reach layers of where there is a wealth of knowledge that we don't ordinarily have access to. So that's what happened. That's my explanation of that. And a lot of people think that too, that had he been worshiping another idea of God, he would have also arrived at the same thing. There's another famous story also come from India, that there was a very great guru teacher. His name is Ramakrishna Paramahansa. So he was also a worshipper of Kali, and he lived in a temple near Calcutta, and he worshipped the image of Kali. And one day, a guru, a tantric guru named Totapuri, came and started to teach him the methods of tantra sadhana, of yogic sadhana. And the idea of this meditation was to reach God beyond the form, to reach the nirvikalpa samadhi, to go beyond all images. So what happened was, this guru Totapuri was coaching Ramakrishna in this method, but he couldn't succeed, because every time Ramakrishna would raise his mind to the proper place, he only would see the image of Kali. So he told Totapuri, when I reach that highest place, the image of Kali is there. So what happened was, Totapuri looked down on the ground and he saw a piece of glass. And he took that piece and he stuck it, while Ramakrishna's meditating, he took that piece here and just made a cut. And Ramakrishna later said that what happened was, when that happened, he cut the image in his mind, and then he reached that formless state, and he was in a state of this samadhi for a long time. And later Totapuri remarked that it took him 40 years to reach that, but Ramakrishna reached it in one afternoon. So that's how great of a spiritual aspirant he was. But the point is, behind the form is something formless. So this is the thing. So whatever form, however you worship God, if it's sincere, if that's what you want, you only want God, you will get God. Now, when I answered the question, I said, ultimately, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it doesn't matter when you reach that final state, but it can matter in the present world how you worship God. The reason is because if your method of worship or of spiritual practice is tied to a dogma which is harmful to a wider humanity, it goes against basic human values, then it could be a problem. So if by following your path is telling you, well, kill your neighbor and not love your neighbor, so like that, just, you know, it goes against kind of the conduct of what we like as humans in this world, it could be a problem. So that's why ultimately it doesn't matter. Of course, in the end, all the paths will lead you to God if you're sincere. And it will lead you to beyond the forms. I believe that, you know, that's my opinion. But of course, some people would disagree with that. So in any case, it doesn't matter. You should be a sincere follower of God. But if there's any dogma, any social practice which is not helpful for the all-around development of humanity, then you have to be careful about that. But otherwise, ultimately, all those forms will lead you to God. My personal opinion. So thank you. And if you like this thing, you can subscribe on if you're on YouTube and like and follow, share the message with others. And I, from time to time, I offer my knowledge about spirituality, and I'd like to share it with you. If you have opinions, please put them in comments or send me an email. You can contact me. You can find me by going to my websites and things like that. So take care all, and I'll see you again in a future video and or podcast, audio podcast. Take care all.